Okay. So let's pick it up from Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes said that parents, they need a bracha both the fame and acharem. And Rav Sheshes added, except for passive over kisni. So we saw yesterday, Rashi learns that this passive over kisni is talking about passive over kisni after benching altogether. That passive over kisni be'etzem, even though they need a mezainis, but since machol muad, so they weren't matzich and alam mikhus. So they lose the chashivas, they go down to the level of eretz v'deich. So the emphasis is that I think Rashi is the shitasai, because if we would be if Rav Sheshes would be talking about b'toich chesedah, and he would say that b'toich chesedah there's nothing that needs a bracha lefanav and not a bracha lachrov, so that would be a problem. It's a cheshmonir, because the way Rashi learns the sugya, Rav Sheshes lines up with Rav Papa in regard to Paris. Rav Sheshes only talked about Paris. The first three sets of Maariv only talked about pears, and then we have Rav Papa who talks about all kinds of different foods. But the way Rashi learns the sugya, I don't have a blackboard here to put it up again. But the way Rashi learns the sugya, Rav Sheshes just lines up with Rav Papa in regard to pears, at least that they need a bracha, because the way Rashi learns Rav Papa, the last division of Rav Papa, Dvarim Asher Hagilim Lo Vayachar, is talking about Paris, and they and Paris need a bracha lifnei b'lacharei, and that's like the shita of Rav Sheshes. Well, Rav Papa said that in regard to his middle division, things that are shalei machmasu hasudu b'tei chasudu, which Rashi learns means like kruv and daisa and so on, meal foods, but they're not spread on the bread, they're not lafis sabas. So Rav Papa said they need a bracha lefnei and not lacharei. They need a bracha rishayim and not a bracha acharei. If Rav Sheshes is within the shita of is like the shita of Rav Papa, then presumptively he would agree with that too. Certainly, if Rav Sheshes is the shita that's the halacha, it's the shita, it's the Rav Papa shita, it's the shita that lines up with Rav Papa's hilchasa. So at least the default assumption is that if Rav Sheshes agrees with Rav Papa in regard to Paris, he agrees to Rav Papa in regard to the other things too. And Rav Papa said that kruva daisa, so they need a bracha lefnei and not a bracha lachareim. So how could Rav Sheshes say that there's nothing in the world that needs a bracha lefnei and not a bracha lachareim except for passive over kistin? Kruva daisa, so need a bracha lefnei and not a bracha lachareim. So therefore, there's a hechruch to learn that when Rav Sheshes said that there's only one thing that needs a bracha lefnei and not a bracha lachareim, he didn't mean in the middle of a siddur. In the middle of the Siddur, there are lots of things that need a bracha lefanav and not a bracha l'achrav. He meant things that intrinsically need only a bracha rishayim and not a bracha achrayim. Things that even after benching, if you're eating just by themselves, they be'etzim need a bracha rishayim, they don't need a bracha achrayim. And that's only passive of b'kistin, that it has a very meaning of zaynus at the beginning, and it doesn't have to, but it doesn't have an alam michi at the end. They weren't matalan it an alam michi at the end. But in the middle of a Siddur, there are lots of things that need a bracha lefanav and not l'achrayim. And the emphasis is lifi Rashi. That's not even called a bracha lefanav and not a bracha l'achrav, because Rashi shita throughout the sugya is that the things that don't need a bracha l'achrav in the sugya is because bichas hamazon patters them. So it's not that they don't need a bracha l'achrav; it's that bichas hamazon is the bracha l'achrav. So that's another. That's actually, I think, another reason why Rashi over here is l'shitasei, because the way Rashi learns the sugya, this was one of the things we talked about yesterday, where Rashi learns the sugya, all of the things in the sugya that don't need a bracha l'achrav, the whole issue of the sugya about things that don't need a bracha l'achrav. The reason why something doesn't need a bracha l'achareim in the Siddur is because Birchas HaMazon patters it independently. So it wouldn't even make sense to say about such a food that it needs a bracha l'fanav and not a bracha l'achrav. It needs a bracha l'achrav too, except Birchas HaMazon is the bracha l'achrav. So therefore, Rashi Behechrich had to learn that if Rav Sheshes is talking about things that need a bracha l'fanayim and don't need a bracha l'achareim as a special kind of category, he's talking about things that be'etzim don't need a bracha l'achareim, namely things that even after benching don't need a bracha l'achareim, and that's special to passover. That's special to the passover kistin. That's number one. Now we also yesterday we talked through. Yesterday we talked through. First of all, if that's the case, that we're talking about passover kistin after benching entirely, so what in the world does it have to do with our sugya? Our sugya is all about is a sugya about in the sugya. What foods in the Suda need bracha rishayna and need a bracha achrayna? So, why are you talking about passover b'kisna? Passover b'kisna is shalom in entirely. It's like, why are you changing the subject? You're talking about Pasach Babakistan. The Gemara says, so after it was a Tosher Rosh asked the Kasha also. What does that have to do with the Sugya? Pasach Babakistan, according to Rashi, not relevant to the Sugya. Then we also had a question, which Tosher asks, and Tosher Rosh also for that matter, that what do you mean? Ein lecha davar? There's nothing in the world that needs a bari min mizaynus at the beginning, but doesn't need a ramichi at the end. Ares v'deicha, need a bracha lefan. They need a bracha. That's Ares v'deicha is another thing that needs a bracha lefneim, not a bracha lacharei. So it's not special to Pasach Babakistan. And the Rashi himself by Pasach Babakistan says that it's like Ares v'deicha. So yesterday I said a malach. I think I still think this is correct. I said in Mahalach that Rashi means like this, that the uniqueness of Erez, of Pasach Babakistan is that it's something that the Etzim, since it's Dogon, it really should have a Bracha Rishayna and should have a Bracha Chayna, meaning it should have a Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. It should really have an Ala Michi. The same way it has a Mizoinus, it should have an Ala Michi. And the only reason why it doesn't have an Ala Michi is because since it's not so Choshev, Macholi Mut, so Chazal demoted it to not needing an Ala Michi. So it's a food that it doesn't, it should be an ala mechia, but because of the way it's eaten, machalamut, it's only eaten for dessert. It's only eaten, well, I don't know for dessert, but it's eaten in a way that's machalamut, just with lots of other stuff. So Chazal demoted it from being an ala mechia to being a mir bari nefashas Shabbos. That's the special quality of Pasach Babakistan. Ares v'deichen is not though. Ares v'deichen is not matchoshev. I never needed an ala michi in the first place. But Pasach Babakistan is something that should have an ala michi, but because you're eating it in a way that's machalei mu'ud, so therefore it's demoted down. It doesn't need an ala michi anymore. And Rav Sheish's point over here is la'apuke, that there might have been a svara to say that maybe Paris are like that. Maybe Paris b'teich hasuda, they should be like that. They need a bracha lefneim. But maybe they don't need a bracha achareim. They don't need a bracha achas min shalosh lachareim because since they're being eaten v'tay chasudo, they lose their independent chashimus and they don't need to have a bracha. They're not choshev enough when they're v'tay chasudo to have a bracha achas min shalosh. So Sheish is coming lapuki from that sfar. And Sheish is coming to say that there's no such thing except for Pasach Babakistan. The only food that Chazal demoted in that way is Pasach Babakistan. But Paris v'tay chasudo do not get demoted and they have the same chashivas that Paris usually have. And they need a bracha lefneim. They need a bracha achas mein shalosh la'achareim. That's Rav Sheish's point. So he couldn't compare it to Ares v'deichen. Ares v'deichen doesn't need an ala mechla. That's taka nothing to do with the sugya. He's saying, don't make the mistake of thinking that Paris b'tei chasuda lose their chashivus of needing a bracha achareim. It's not true. There is such a thing in the world, but it's limited to Pasach Babakistan. I also said yesterday that it would have been tempting to say that since Rav Sheshes feels a need to make this point, it would have been tempting to say that maybe that's taka what Rav Huna and Rav Nachman hold. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman say that Peiris v'tei chasuda need only a bracha lefneim and they don't need a bracha lacharei. It would have been very geshmak to learn that that's taka the svar because they lose their chashivas and that's what Rav Sheshes is coming lapuki from Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. But that's too much love for because Lamaisa Rashi is not mashma. Rashi's mashma in Rav Huna and Rav Nachman at least. That the reason why they don't need a bracha achrayin is because brichas hamazon pre trosam. So Rav Sheshes is not coming lapuke from Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. He's coming lapuke from that is stam chayluk and Rav Huna Rav Nachman. That brichas hamazon doesn't patter the way Rashi Taka says because they're not immediately hamazon, they're not zayin. So that's why brichas hamazon doesn't patter. Rav Sheshes is coming lapuke from some other possible svar that I might have said that I might have said that perhaps brichas hamazon can't patter because they're not hamazon. But I might have said maybe they don't need bracha chayna by Ebetzin. Maybe they lose their chashivas b'tay chasudo and they don't need a bracha chayna. So as Rav Sheish, no, that's also not true. Number one, because a Muslim doesn't bat to them because they're not Muslim, and number two, they don't lose the need for a brachas for a bracha achas mein shalosh because they don't get demoted. Only Pasach Babakistan ever gets demoted. So I want to be mentioning that one nekuda. The next shita, the last shita in the Gemara, before we get to Rav Papa, the last of the first three shitas of our Paris is Rav Chia. When Moses pleaded to Rav Chia said, "Pass this pipe to Kol Mini Michael and Yain pipe to Kol Mini Mashkin." So, I mentioned yesterday that it's very bizarre that Rashi doesn't explain Rav Chia at all. He is crying out for an explanation. Mele that the Rav Chiya says that that Peiris don't need a bracha achrayna. So fine, that way we saw Rav Nachman also think they don't need a bracha achrayna. Rashi explained because I'm wasn't Petrosim. But that Rav Chiya says that Peiris with Chasuda don't need a bracha rishayna. That Avani needs a hesber. Rashi throughout his wisdom saying that bracha rishayna to be part of bracha rishayna, you would have to be tuffel to lechem. And to be tuffel to the lechem, yeah, it has to be lifta. So now you have Rav Chiya who pat his parents even from bracha rishayna. Shouldn't Rashi feel a need to give an explanation? And the question that is particularly acute according to Rashi, because the way Rashi learns the sugya, there is nothing. Even later on, we get to Rapapa and we start to talk about kruv and daisa and other all different kinds of foods. The way Rashi learns the whole sugya, if you take Rav Chiya out of the picture, except for Rav Chiya, there is no food, according to any shita, that is potter from bracha rishayna, except for liftan mamish. Peanut butter doesn't need a bracha rishayna. But everything else, kruva daisa, according to Rashi and Rav Papa, needs a bracha rishayna, and peiros certainly need a bracha rishayna. According to other Rishonim, at least Kruv, V'daisa, Basar, V'dogim, don't need a Bracha Rishonim either. That's what we do. We don't make a Bracha Rishonim on the roast meat. But Rav Papa, Rashi holds that the way. Rashi holds in Rav Papa that everything needs a Bracha Rishonim. That Kruv, V'daisa also need a Bracha Rishonim. Everything needs a Bracha Rishonim. And Rashi explains throughout the Sugi and Rav Papa also, because they're not coming to Lalafes. You don't spread them on the bread. It's not a sandwich. So it's not tuffle to the bread. If it's not tuffle to the bread, it needs a Bracha Rishonim. Now I have one shita in the Gemara, a shita siyachet, Rav Chiya, who says that Paris, not only kuvah daisa, that even Paris don't need a bracha rishayna. Shouldn't I have an explanation? Shouldn't Rashi give an explanation for that? It's like when a kotzer lakotzer, a papa holds that even kuvah daisa don't need a bracha rishayna. Does it not tuffle to the past? And now you have Rav Chiya who says that even Peiros, which Lachor are less able to be connected to the past, that even Peiros need a Bracha Rishayna. So Rashi should say something. I would expect Rashi to say something. Let me just one second. The sun's in my eyes. So maybe it's shaykh to say that the fact of the reason for Rav Chiya is the reason why Rav Chiya holds it that Peiros Patei Chasuda don't need a bracha, not lefeim, not lachreim, is taka because it loses its chashivus. That since the Peiros are Patei Chasuda, and they're only they're Patei Chasuda, so they lose their chashivus. And once they lose the chashivas, so then be'etzim, they don't need a bracha rishayin and a bracha achrayin. Similar to what Rashi says about Pasach Bo B'Kistin. Similar to the halamina that Rosh Hashanah is coming lapuki from, that maybe Peiros B'Tei Chasud, they lose their chashivas. Except that Rav Chiya really even goes further, because that halamina that Rosh Hashanah was coming lapuki from was only about bracha achrayin. That it should be demoted down like Aris V'Teich and it loses the bracha achrayin. But bracha rishayin it still needs. Here I have a Rav Chiya who's saying that Peiros B'Tei Chasuda, they don't need not even a bracha rishayna, never mind the bracha achrayna. But nonetheless, maybe that's taka the halbana. The Rav Chiya holds it's not me the ikka b'tofel means that ikka b'tofel means I'm only eating the tofel because I'm eating the ikka. I'm only eating the maliach. I'm only eating the pas because I'm eating the dag maluach. That's not the case over here. It's not that I'm only eating the Peiros because I'm eating the bread. The Peiros is not for the bread, but together with bread, the Peiros shrink into insignificance. They're not choshev. Because they're not choshev, they lose the need for an independent bracha. And that's Taka Pshat and Rav Chiya. So therefore, Rashi doesn't have to explain Pshat and Rav Chiya because he already explained an emissary Eichmak. It's the Gemara is about Rav Sheshes upligin the Rav Chiya. Upligin the Rav Chiya. Rav Sheshes is not like Rav Chiya. Maybe that's what it means. The Rav Sheshes is not like Rav Chiya. The svar the Rav Sheshes is coming lapuki from is taka the svar of Rav Chiya. The Rav Sheshes is chaylaka. Except again, Rav Sheshes only said it in bracha achrayna. Rav Chiya takes it even to bracha rishayna. But al-Kaponim, that's what Rashi didn't have to explain Rav Chiya. He already explained what Rav Sheish is coming lapukim from. So, and Rav Chiya taka holds that, Rav Chiya holds no. It's taka like Pasav Obekistin. And even more than Pasav Obekistin. Pasav Obekistin, they only took away the bracha Rechoyna. Here they took away even the bracha Rishon. Peris Betechasu, they don't need bracha at all. Sage had a deal that the Gemara says, Upliga der Rav Chiya, Blashon Yochid. Should have said, Upligi der Rav Chiya. Because Rav Huna and Rav Nachman also argue on Rav Chiya. So it's hard to know how much confidence to have in the Gersovia, but if Taka Upliga der Rav Chiya, it would be very geschmackle if he said. Because it means Rav Sheshis in particular is coming from a Svara Me'ein, the Svara Rav Chiya. So anyway, at least I'm putting out Pederech Hefshim. Maybe that's the Pshat in Rav Chiya. And that's why Rashi doesn't have to explain Rav Chiya, because he already explained the svar of he already explained that it's a svar that leitilu of that something could lose of chashivas doesn't need a bracha. That's the svar that Rav Sheshis is coming to be meitzi from, and that's pligad Rav Chiya, because Rav Chiya Taka has a svar means.
Yeah, isn't the lashon of pas pliteres kol mini macha and for yayin too that it's a din in the pas and the yayin, not a din in the other foods, meaning what Rebbe is trying to bring out is that there's different foods and the reason why they get pater for different reasons is that you can have like chicken that gets pater because it's just a stam food dish, a suda dish, and pears get pater because of a separate reason because dan and chashivas. The lashon of pas pateras and yayin pateras is seemingly going
maybe
on
it's
the
not,
yayin and
maybe it's not only pears. Maybe that's the reason why. Because the truth is that even Rav Papa, point to Rashi, even Rav Papa thinks that Kufa dies and need a bracha rishon. Rashi learns, because again, the way Rashi learns the whole sugya, to be potter in bracha rishona, ordinarily you have to be a tuffel, and tuffel means lift on. But chachroina, this is sorry that maybe b'chas hamos and petrosa. That's Rashi throughout the whole sugya. Rashi doesn't have a notion that something is tuffel to the sudda, and you know, it's tuffel to the sudda. If b'cha, things that don't need a bracha chroina, it's because the benching is going on them separately. B'chas hamos and petrosa. The benching goes on them separately. And things that don't need bracha rishona is only lifton, and lifton is because it's tofel to the pas. So, if Rav Chiya says that pas poter kol minei meichel, and you're right, but pas poter kol minei meichel means not only peiros, means pas pater is kruva dais also. According to Rashi, Rav Chiya is a chiddush not only in peiros. Rav Chiya is a das yochid according to Rashi. Not only he's a mekel according to Rashi, more than anybody else. Not only in regard to peiros, according to Rashi, he's more mekel than anybody else in kruva dais also. Because he says that Kuba Daisa don't need a bracha rishayna, and according to Rashi, there's no shashita otherwise. Rav Chiya, the Rav Papa doesn't say that. So Rav Chiya is a radical makel kap everything. He patters everything from bracha rishayna. Why? So the answer is in chavish for the same reason. Because Rav Chiya is in chavish that anything that's eating with pas loses its chashivas and it doesn't need its own bracha.
Would Rashi need a comment on that then? Because we were just discussing here.
So that's what I said. Maybe he doesn't need to comment on it because he just explained it. And the Gemara says, "Bliga der Rav Chiya," that Rav Sheshis is not like Rav Chiya. It doesn't have to explain Rav Chiya. He already explained Rav Chiya, what Rav Sheshis is not like. Yeah, I would concede. It's still, if I was Rashi, I would still put in that Rav Chiya goes further and says it even by Bracha Rishayna, and that Rashi doesn't bother to say. But still, it's better than it was before. It's we can hear since Rav Sheshis already explained that there's a svara. That there's such a thing as a pasav of a kisnin, something that's ovid chashivus, that it loses its leitilo of chachomim, the barach achas min sholosh. And Rav Sheshis says that's special, only the pasav of a kisnin. It doesn't apply to peiris b'teich hasudah. Pligad Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya says, yes, it does apply to peiris b'teich hasudah. Not only to peiris b'teich hasudah, it applies to all macholim b'teich hasudah. Yeah, and we'll have to say further also that it applies to the barach rishon too. I can't know that's a chiddush. Okay, let's go on to Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Ela pasav abekistin." So first it brings Rashi. "Ela pasav abekistin." The tiny bracha lefanav and tiny bracha lachav. Rakvayer and fushes rabbis. Midi davi ayus a deichen. Gamin el el betchilin varach bayim mini mizaynis l'osayk for like from hail bit. Mostem them shkedim harbe. Pish Rashi. I feel him ochamim achay biches hamosin kamer. Talking even after benching. Passive of a kiss doesn't need a broch achas min shalosh. But lay me here. Chada, That's indeed, he doesn't think it's right. The Gemara said in Lamed Zayin that anything that has dogon in it, kol she'esh b'mechameshes haminim, it needs an ala michyel. It needs a bracha achas min shalosh. Yeah, it's that lashon you don't really find in the Gemara before. The Gemara before said kol she'esh b'mechameshes haminim, it needs a barim in b'zayin. It's a bracha rishayna. Didn't say b'feirish that it needs an ala michyel. The Gemara did say before that kol shehu mechameshes haminim needs an ala michyel, and that's lefuki from Eretz V'doichen that don't need an ala michyel. We never had mamish, as far as I see. There's no gemara that says beferish. Remember the difference, kol sheyesh be means it has an agreement of dogma. Kol shehu mechamesh aminim means it's pure dogma. So the gemara does say that kol shehu mechamesh aminim needs an ala michyo, and it's lapuki from Eretz V'doichen, that's where Rabbi Shmuel retaises. And that's where Rabbi Shmuel said, and that's the place to talk. Because Eretz V'doichen, I'm making confused. There's two members, Kol Shehu Mechameshes Aminim and Kol Sheyesh Mechameshes Aminim. Those are both members about Mezoinus. But Bari Mini Mezoinus. They're not members about Ala Michil. It is Mavur in the Hemshech of the Sugya that Eretz V'Doichen does not need an Ala Michil and Dogon does need an Ala Michil. But that might be pure Dogon. I'm not so sure. It's not Mavur that it's talking about a Tarevis of Dogon. The place just takes for granted. I don't know, maybe there's a Raya in the world. I didn't see it. That kol sheyesh by mechameshes haminim, not only does it need a mezainis, but it needs an ala michya as well. So therefore, yes, and Rashi, how can Rashi say that pasav b'kist instances of dava muad, it doesn't need an ala michya? The Gemara says that anything that has anything that's kol sheyesh by mechameshes haminim, so it has it in a mezainis, and it needs a bari minim mezainis, and it needs and Tosfos somehow sees in the Gemara that it needs an ala michya, it needs an ala michya as well. So the Goyin in Siman Reish Ches, Sif Ches, the Goyin says that the Mechutz of Achaikis is that Rashi holds that this Pasav Obekislim, even though it has Dogon, but it doesn't have a Kazayis Betechilis Pasav Dogon, which did not say Beferish in Rashi. Rashi just said in Mitochshem Acholam Mut. And then was yesterday, I wasn't sure what does it mean, Macholim Mut. The Meichel of the cookie as a whole is Mut. Or the Meichel of the Dogman in the cookie is Mut. The Goyin understood in Rashi that the Meichel of the Dogman is Mut. The Dogman, the percentage of Dogman here is Mut. That's why it doesn't need Ala Mechil. And what's called Mut? So the Goyin assumes Mut means less than the Kazayis Bechdechil is Pras. Says the Goyin that the Saka Machlekish Rashi in Tosfos, that Rashi holds that Kol Sheyesh B'Mechamesh Zamina, but if it's less than the Kazayis Bechdechil is Pras, it's not an Ala Mechil. And Tosfos holds that even if it's less than the Kazayis Bechdechil is pas, nonetheless it has a bracha of alamich. That means if you're eating an apple strudel and you ate a Kazayis of apple strudel, but a lot of it was apples, so you certainly make a mezainis. Because kol sheyesh b'mechamesh zemin, you make a mezainis. But do you make an alamich? Or maybe you have to eat enough apple strudel to have a Kazayis, and you have to have a Kazayis Bechdechil is pas. So if the whole dogan content was less than Kazayis Bechdechil is pas, you'll never be able to make an alamich. So that's a machlekes apayskin. The Goyin says it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos here in the sim. I said yesterday, even if that's true, that's what Rashi means, that it's less than, that macholamud means less than kazayis b'tayachil espas, which is not really mefurish in Rashi, but I thought it's meduik in Rashi, that is, the pshat is not, the paiskim will hold, that in order to make an alamich, you need a kazayis b'tayachil espas, the pshat of pshat is, because the other alamich is on the dogon content. So if you don't have a kazayis of dogon content b'tayachil espas, then you don't have on what to make the alamich. So it's, you ate dogon, but you didn't eat enough dogon to warrant an ala michyo. It's like pachas mikashir. It's poshet midin pachas mikashir. The mezainis goes on the dogon content. And the ala michyo goes on the dogon content. But mezainis you can make on less than a kazayis. Ala michyo you can only make on a kazayis. But if we're reading this into Rashi, that's not the pshat. Because in Rashi it's mavur that it's not because I didn't eat a kazayis. It's because so it's not choshev enough. That's the whole dimin tar sugya. It's not choshev enough to warrant an element. That's a different story. We're not saying that let's say you had pure dog, and I ate less than a kazayis. So you don't make an alamicha either. Right? I have mamish pure bread, a pure mezainis, and I just ate less than a kazayis. I had a very small piece. I had about less than a kazayis, a half a cookie, less than a kazayis. So also you don't make an ala michya. But nobody would say it's because le'yitilu chachamim, smitayich chamach halavut, le'yitilu chamim olav levarech. You don't make an alamichi because it's dinu d'shir. Rashi says that over here in this case, you ate a kazayas of possible bekislin. The dog and content wasn't so much. So Rashi says that really should be an alamichil. But smitoich shemacholim muad lo yitilu olav chachamim levarach. So it's muchach and Rashi in the lashon A in the lashon of Rashi and B in the fact that he's applying it to Peiris b'tei chasuda that it's not like Peiris b'tei chasuda where there would have been where there were, or it's like Peiris b'tei chasuda where there would have been a havamina that it loses its chashivas and therefore doesn't need a bracha chayna. It's muchach and Rashi that Rashi fundamentally, I think I said this yesterday, Rashi fundamentally agrees to Tosfos that it should be an alamichil. Mitzad the sheer kezayis, it should be an alamichil because when you have a maisekdera. We have a food that's yesh by dogon, so it's not that I have to make an alam yichya on the dogon shaboy. I don't make a mezaynus on the dogon shaboy. The whole thing becomes a mezaynus. That's the chakir over here. When you have a food, we talked about in the sugya called sheish ben chamesh zemin. When you have a food that has dogon in it and it becomes a mezaynus, are you making the mezaynus? Are you making the bari mina mezaynus on the dogon content and everything else like a tofel, or the whole thing became a bari mina mezaynus? In Tosis, it's muchach that the whole thing becomes a bari mina mezaynus because Tosis holds that you make an ala michya if you ate a kezayis of pasav of a kisnin, even though the dogon content was less than the kezayis. It was less than kezayis the chayachil espas. So in Tosis avad it's muchach that he understood that when you make the mezaynus or when you make a mezaynus on kol sheyeshbay, when you make an ala michya on the kol sheyeshbay, it's not only going on the mezaynus shabbay, it's going on the whole thing. The whole thing became a mezaynus. The whole thing became an ala michya. What I'm adding is that I think Rashi also agrees to that fundamentally, that really the whole thing is a mezaynus. And since the whole thing is a mezaynus, fundamentally the whole thing should be an alam nichyo. But since it's not choshuv, such a food, it doesn't have a chashivus, because it's a macholamuah, there's not really so much dogon over here, so it's not really so substantial. Dogon is very substantial. This is not really so substantial. It's very... So therefore, lehitilu olav chachamim. And this kind of mezaynus, and this kind of kol sheyesh bei chachamim, we're matel lebrocha v'alam nichyo. Akapana, Tosis holds, it's Chalik and Rashi, Tosis holds that it should be an alamich. So that's the first asoga of Tosis, that he doesn't think Rashi's din is correct. He thinks that if you have kol sheyesh bei mechamesh saminim, even though you don't have a gezayis b'tei achilas pas, nonetheless the bracha ought to be mezaymus. The bracha ought to be alamich. That's number one. Then Tosis says further, Toid, am I coming kisten? What Sheshu said, there's nothing that needs a brochel of fun of an out of brochel of achov except for a passive of bekisna. What about Erez Adachim? Yeah, so this Kashi already we talked about Barichos. The Rashi holds, of course, Erez Adachim doesn't need Alamich, but that's nothing to do with the Sugya. That never needed an Alamich in the first place. The Sugya is talking about things that needed an Alamich, but they're demoted because of a lack of Hashibs. But anyway, Tosh doesn't like Rashi. Alkin Sorech Lefarish, therefore Tosh learns the Mari B'Techa Sudah. It's talking about in the Suda, which is what the whole Suda is talking about. We're talking about Teres that are B'teichas Suda. And we're talking about Pasakistin B'teichas Suda. And Baruch HaGomer, what Sheish is saying is that Teres need a Baruch HaLafanov and a Baruch HaLachov, B'teichas Suda. Because everything B'teichas Suda needs a Baruch HaLafanov and a Baruch HaLachov, except for Pasav HaBakistin. Pasav HaBakistin B'teichas Suda is the one food that needs a Baruch HaLafanov and it doesn't need a Baruch HaLachov. And why Taka? It doesn't need a bracha. The potele bichas amozen. I feel that even Rav Sheshes agrees that bichas amozen patters pasav b'kisnin, even though it doesn't patter the peiros and it doesn't patter anything else. Apparently, yishum davi dover muot, as it's a dover muot. So a dover muot bichas amozen could patter. But if you're eating it, if you're eating pasav b'kisnin, stamen you're eating cookies. So after the lachav tzorach levarach nein b'gibu brachis, then a body have to make a bracha on the lichyu. Ulahochin le'nokat pasav eres v'deichin, and that's why you only talk about pasav b'kisnin and not eres v'deichin. Eres v'deichin also don't need a bracha lachav in the suda, but they don't need a bracha lachav even outside of the suda. Sure, arilu afilu b'leisud nami yitzichin bracha min gimel lachav. So he doesn't want to talk about eres v'deichin. Eres v'deichin also don't need a bracha lachav. They don't need an alam lichyu because they never need an alam lichyu. But Pasav HaBakistin does normally need an Alam Yechiel. But here, B'tei Chasud, it doesn't need an Alam Yechiel. So Rosh Hashanah is saying, Peres B'tei Chasud need a Baruch HaLafanav and Baruch HaLachav. They need a Baruch HaLafanav rather, right? They need a Baruch HaLafanav and a Baruch HaLachav. And there's no food that B'tei Chasud needs a Baruch HaLafanav, but does not need a Baruch HaLachav, because B'chas HaMozen, exempts it. There is no other food like that, except for Pasav HaBakistin. That's the Tosfos of Rosh Hashanah. So have your horror. It's so clear to me something. So what does Hosheisus hold about Paris? This is Beferish. It needs a bracha l'fonim and a bracha l'ach. So where does Hosheisus stand vis-a-vis Rapapa? That's always the question here in Shittas and Rishonim. Where do all of these Amoraim stand vis-a-vis the Hilchos of Rapapa? Rashi learns that Hosheisus lines up with their papa. That's their papa said also. The last division of their papa is Dvarim Haboy Haragilim Lova Yachar. So this Paris, they need a bracha lefneim and a bracha lechayim. That's exactly like Hosheisus. What about according to Tosfos? Where is Hosheisus vis-a-vis their papa? Is he the same as their papa? Is he more mekel than their papa? Is he more machmer than their papa? Where is Hosheisus vis-a-vis their papa? So we know Hosheisus holds that Paris need a bracha lefneim and a bracha lechayim. What does your papa hold about Paris? Point to Tosis.
Only his name.
Only Lifnaim. As according to Tosis, that's the second division of Rapapa. Dvarim Abayim Shaloi Machmas Asuda B'toy Chasuda. They need a bracha Lifnaim and not a bracha Lachrayim. So Rav Sheshis then is more, in regard to Paris, Rav Sheshis is more Machmir than Rapapa. What about in regard to kruv, daisa, vosa, dogim, oops, the milfams? What do we think of Sheshus would say about them? What does her papa hold about those foods?
Don't need to do anything.
Don't need anything. That's the first division of her papa according to Tosfos. Vosa, dogim, maisik. Right? Tosha says, that's the first division. That's called Dvarim Haboim Machmas HaSudah. They don't need a bracha and neither lefnei nor lachrei. What does Hosheisus hold about that? So, obviously, Hosheisus didn't say the Farish. He only talked about Paris. We could assume, I think, that he's not going to be more mekel than our papa. If by Paris he's more machmer than our papa, I'm astabba that by other things he's more mekel than our papa. He's either going to be more machmir than Rapapa here also, or he'll be the same as Rapapa. So if he agrees to Rapapa, that would mean that would mean that the boss of the dogim and so on, he also agrees. They don't need a bracha, lelufnei v'lelach harayim. He's more machmir than Rapapa in regard to Paris, but he agrees to Rapapa in regard to boss of the dogim in there and Maisik there. The other possibility, maybe he's talking more machmer than Rapapa here too. That could be. We see he's more machmer by Paris. He might be more machmer than Rapapa in regard to the boss of a dog, to Maisik there. But if he's more machmer than Rapapa, what would that mean? Rapapa says it doesn't need a bracha at all, not lefnei, not lacharei. If Rav Sheshis is more machmer than Rapapa, what are the possibilities? Possibility number one, that Rav Sheshis holds and he's a bracha lefanav and not la'achra. Possibility number two, and he's a bracha lefanav and la'achra. Which one of those possibilities could we rule out?
It can't be just a bracha lefanav, otherwise, because Rav Shish has already said that the only thing that applies to is a possible b'kistin.
We could rule out the possibility that the other foods need a bracha rishayna but not a bracha achrayna. Because Rav Sheshis says that there's only one food b'toy chasudah. Then he's a bracha lefanav and not a bracha le'achav, and that's possible b'kistin. So it can't be that basar v'dogim and daisa and all these other foods. It can't be that they also need a bracha lefanav and not le'achav, because then we'd have a lot of foods that need a bracha lefanav and not le'achav. And if Chase says there's only one, so therefore the cheshbon comes out that there's two possibilities. What is Rav Sheshis hold about basar v'dogim and ma'aser k'dera and the like? Either he agrees to Rav Papa that they don't need a bracha at all, or he's extremely more machmer than Rav Papa. And whereas Rav Papa says they don't need a bracha at all, Rav Sheshis holds they need both brachas, both the fun of and lachem. So we don't know for sure, I think, but I think it's more mistaber the first one. that he agrees to, in this nekuda, he agrees to Rav Papa, make a say, make a taste and make a new machlekes. We have machlekes of Paris. If Paris can be tough to the city. But if Paris can be a Bichas HaMazon Kapach. But in regard to other things, Bosa V'dagim, make a taste and make up a new machlekes. Especially since if we are going to make up a machlekes, we're going to have to say that it's an extreme machlekes, when a kotze la kotze. That Rav Papa holds that they don't need a bracha at all. And Rav Sheshes holds the other extreme, that they need not only bracha Rishayna, but they need a bracha Achayna too. So, Kshanila asked me, I would think more mistaber that Rav Sheshes agrees to Rav Papa about Bosa V'dagim. Mechatesa to say that there's a new and radical machlekes between them. But here's my question now. This will wind up. The pitch is, so when Tosis is coming to talk, when Tosis is coming to explain why Rav Sheshes didn't mention Eres V'Doichen, why did he only say Chutz Mipasav Bekisnin? Why didn't he say Chutz Mi'Eres V'Doichen? He says, because Eres V'Doichen, even after the Suda, it doesn't need Ela Mechiyo. So therefore, Eres V'Doichen is not a good case of something that needs a Bracha Rishayna, it doesn't need a Bracha Achrayna. Because Eres V'Doichen always needs a Bracha Rishayna, not a Bracha Achrayna, not only B'Toicha Suda. Why didn't Tosfos say that it didn't say Eres V'Doichen? Because Eres V'Doichen don't even need a Bracha Rishayna. Eres V'Doichen L'chayre is like Maisik Dera. It's like Vosser and Dogim and Maisik Dera. And Rav Papa says that those foods don't even need a Bracha Rishayna B'Toicha Suda. So that's why Rav Sheshes didn't talk about Eres V'Doichen. Because Eres V'Doichen doesn't even need a Bracha Rishayna. Tosfos seems to assume that Eres V'Doichen do need a Bracha Rishayna. So that means that meal foods, that Dogim and Maisik Dera and so on, they do need a Bracha Rishayna according to Rav Sheshes. The Rav Sheshes is more machmir than Rav Papa. He requires a Bracha Rishayna. And once he requires a Bracha Rishayna, then you're going to have a Bracha Rishayna too. Except for Eres V'Doichen, they never need a Bracha Rishayna. And therefore, Taisa Rakasha, so why not say Chutz Mi'Eres V'Doichen? Eres V'Doichen are also special. They need a Bracha Rishayna, but not a Bracha Rishayna. So he has to answer that that's not because of the Suda, that would be true even for Eitan by themselves. It's very much Mashmah and Taisa that he seems to be assuming that Eres V'Doichen, it's clear in Taisa, Mukha, not just Mashmah, it's Mukha and Taisa that he holds that when you eat Eres V'Doichen, B'Toicha Suda, it needs a Bracha Rishayna according to Rav Sheshes. But according to our Papa, it does not because it's tuffle to the pass. And I mean, it's Dvarim Abayi Machmas Suda B'Toicha Suda. Taisa says that Dvarim Abayi Machmas Suda B'Toicha Suda, that according to our Papa, don't need any bracha at all. So Taisa says it means, where's the Taisa again? He says it means Basar V'Dogim V'Chol Minei K'derah. So Pasar is V'Dogim, the Chara is Chol Minei K'derah. According to our Papa, it doesn't need even a bracha Rishayim. So where did Taisa get that according to our Sheshes, it needs a bracha Rishayim? That's my question. It's a cheshbon, but I think the cheshbon is cheshbon tzedek. Right. So again, so the question, put it differently. The question is, it's meduyik in Tosfos that according to Rav Sheshes, an Eres V'Doichen B'Toicha Suda, you make a bracha Rishayna. Tosfos was therefore bothered. Why didn't Rav Sheshes say that Eres V'Doichen is also an example of something that needs a bracha Rishayna B'Toicha Suda, not a bracha Achrayna? And he says, no, we can't mention Eres V'Doichen because it doesn't need a bracha Achrayna ever. But HaKaponim, it's meduyik in Tosfos that Eres V'Doichen does need a bracha Rishayna according to Rav Sheshes. It's not true according to Rav Papa says Dvarim Abayim Machmas Suda B'Toicha Suda, which according to Tosfos means it means Minei K'derah Vosser Dogma Minei K'derah. They don't need a bracha at all. Who told Tosfos that Rav Sheshes is chayal k'neh? So Pasareh Zedarich and Lachayr don't even need a bracha Rishayna. So of course you couldn't say Chutz from it. Couldn't give the example of Eres V'Doichen. So. It is a problem. I think Simon's the kash is better than any tutsim that I have. I thought maybe two possibilities. One is more b'derech drush, and one maybe more b'derech pshat. B'derech drush, I thought maybe that's why Tosfos didn't talk about Eres V'Doichen, and it talks about pas Eres V'Doichen. Simon's from Duke and Tosfos. Why didn't he say pas Eres V'Doichen? Although Rashi also had the lush, pas Eres V'Doichen. I guess the lush of the Gemara later and the Daf Lamed Zayin, the lush of the Braisa was pas Eres V'Doichen. It's not only Pasar Eres V'Doichen, Eres V'Doichen. Why do you still go past areas with Daifu? So maybe the pshat is because Dvarim Abayim Machmas HaSuda B'Tei HaSuda, which Taisa says means Basar Dagim and Mina Kedera. Taisa explains that why are these called Dvarim Abayim B'Tei HaSuda? What's the getter of these things? So Taisa says these are things that are Ragil Lovay Im HaLechem, even though you happen to be eating them not in HaLechem. Meaning you eat them, it's Ragil that you eat them simultaneously with bread. Even if right now you're having it in the middle of Suda and you're not eating bread right at the same time. But it's Ragil they eat it at the same time as bread. So it could be that Pas'er is V'Doichin, you don't eat at the same time as bread. Because Pas'er is V'Doichin is itself a bread. There's a Gemara somewhere, the Gemara says, Bavloi tipshoi, the ochli na'ama b'na'ama. That the Bavloim, they eat sandwiches where they put bread on top of bread. So, you know, nobody makes a sandwich where he puts Pas'er is V'Doichin on top of regular bread. So Er is V'Doichin, maybe, yeah. But not Pas'er is V'Doichin. So Pas'er is V'Doichin would be a Mezonis even according to the Rapapa. That's what Tosfos talked about Pas'er is V'Doichin. Right, that's Eshtikl B'derech Tush. I don't know. That would be very big Kiddush Din. That Pas'er is V'Doichin B'Tei HaSudah needs a Bracha Rishayin even according to Rapapa. It's only Er, it's only, that's not called Minik there. Ulay. Possibly number two is that Tosfos is B'derech Afilu Teimah. Meaning Tosfos doesn't really know her, doesn't really know her if Sheshet holds about about the Basar and Dogim and Minik there. Does he agree with her papa? Is he more Machman than her papa? Rav Sheshet didn't say. So he's just saying, even Im Timtzeleimer, the Rav Sheshet, just like he's Machmir, more Machman than her papa by Peres, maybe he's more Machman than her papa by Minik there also. It's still not sure why he didn't talk about Erez V'Doichin that need a Bracha Rishayin and don't need a Bracha Achayin. Because Erez V'Doichin, they don't need a Bracha Achayin because they never need a Bracha Achayin. So now the Tosfos coming to be machlit that Erez V'Doichin need a Bracha Rishayin. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Rav Sheshet didn't talk about it. Point to our papa, the Taka don't. But we already know that Rav Sheshet is more machlit than our papa by Peres. So maybe he's more machlit than our papa by Minik Deira also. So Tosfos saying, and it's sad that Rav Sheshet is more machmir than our papa by Minik Deira, in which case Minik Deira, according to Rav Sheshet, need a Bracha Rishayin. And then we'll have to say they need a bracha chayna too normally, because otherwise we would have dvarim habayim shloim machmas. We would have dvarim that need a bracha chayna, not a bracha chayna, besides pasav b'kisnin. But Erez V'Doichin, they taka so for sure don't need a bracha chayna. They never need a bracha chayna. So why didn't it say chutz min pas Erez V'Doichin? So Tosfos says because that's nothing to do. That they never. It's not that they here they don't need a bracha chayna because they're in the middle of the Suda. They just don't need a bracha chayna in the first place. So like the whole Tosfos is only like. Shema Taimer, maybe Rav Sheshet is holding out like a papa. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. There's no way to know. But Taisa Zan is V'derechim Tinsulim. It's also very docha. I don't know. The Emes Tekas is better than either text, I think. Yeah, one last Nekud in Taisa. Taisa says that Pasav B'Kisnin, so Lamaisa, we're talking about Taisa. According to Taisa B'Shach, we're talking about Pasav B'Kisnin B'Taisa. And Rav Sheshet says that Ein l'chadama that needs a bracha rishayna and does not need a bracha achayna teichasuda except for pasav b'kisnin. Pasav b'kisnin that needs a bracha rishayna. Those Rav Sheshet basically holds anything that some things don't need neither bracha rishayna nor bracha achayna. That could be certainly things that are lachis as a pas. Certainly they don't need a bracha rishayna nor bracha achayna. So there could be things that need neither bracha rishayna nor bracha achayna. There could be things that need both. Bracha Rishayna and a Bracha Achayna. But something that needs a Bracha Rishayna, but not a Bracha Achayna, Rav Sheshet holds, there's no such thing. There's no such category of things that need a Bracha Rishayna. So they're not tuffle to the past. They need a Bracha Rishayna, but they don't need a Bracha Achayna. The only exception is Pasav HaBakistin. So Tosfos says, and what's so special about Pasav HaBakistin? So Tosfos says, because it's a Dover Mu'at. So this one reminds me a little bit, what's the svar that it's a Dover Mu'at? Why is Dover moot? What does it matter? It's a moot. It's moot, but it needs a bracha. So why is the fact that it's a Dover moot make it that it doesn't need a bracha chayin? It needs a bracha rishayna, even though it's a Dover moot, but it doesn't need a bracha chayin. So I think the pashut pshat is that it lines up with Taisa's shita throughout the whole sugya. Taisa's shita throughout the sugya. Going to our papa, we talked yesterday also a little bit. Taisa's holds that once you take the bread away. At least he learns in our papa. once you misalik, and Mechtes and the argues on this, once you take the bread away, Taisus learns, most of learn, the last division of Rapapa, Dvarim Haboyim Lachar Asudu, Taisus Gur is not Dvarim Haboyim Lachar Asudu, just Lachar Asudu. After the Suda is over and you take the pass away, so everything needs a Bracha Rishayna and a Bracha Achayna. Nothing is parted from Bracha Rishayna, that's for sure, that's obvious, and nor is anything parted from Bracha Achayna. Why not? Why can't Bichas HaMazon part of them? Who cares if it's after the Suda? But I haven't benched yet. When I bench, I'll have in mind the Suda, and I'll have in mind the food that's coming after the Suda. So some Luchach in these Rishayim, Taisus, and the Rishayim who learn like Taisus, that benching cannot pater the things that come after the Suda. It cannot pater anything that's not part of the Suda. And why that's the case could be two possibilities. It could be because benching was only for Lechem. And if it's not Lechem, benching can't pater Be'etzim. It might be because benching, there's only one benching per meal. So if benching's going on the meal, it can't go on anything else. Also, it can't go on the meal plus. So if the benching goes on the meal, it can't go on anything else. Nonetheless, when things are b'taycha suda, there is a possibility of benching patering them. If you eat things b'taycha suda, according to Tosfos, even parents b'taycha suda benching paters them. They need a bracha rishayna. Parents b'taycha suda need a bracha rishayna. That's the middle division of Rav Papa, according to Tosfos. Parents b'taycha suda need a bracha rishayna. They're not tofel to the lechem, but they don't need a bracha achayna. So why don't they need a bracha achayna? Manashach, to the lechem, they're not tofel to the lechem. If they would be tofel to the lechem, they wouldn't need a bracha rishayna. So why don't they need a bracha chayin? You can't say because Birchas HaMazon patters them independently. Because if Birchas HaMazon could patter them independently, then it should be able to patter them even if you have them for dessert. And Tosis, like most Rishonim, has this notion that once you take the lechem away, so Birchas HaMazon, the dessert needs its own bracha chayin. So it's only when you're eating with the meal that Birchas HaMazon is able to patter it. So what's the havana? Again, if it would be tough with the lechem, it wouldn't even need a bracha rishayna. And if it's not tofel to the lechem, so how does Bichas HaMazon pater it? So al kochach the getter has to be, and Rishayna is mevur lehed yisrael, or kimat lehed yisrael, that for Bichas HaMazon, the reason why Bichas HaMazon paters these things is because they're tofel to the suda. They may not be tofel to the lechem. So for Hamaisi to pater, they would have to be tofel to the lechem. And Paris are not tofel to the lechem. The things that Basar, Doga, Minek, there that are rogil, lovi, im alechem, they could be tofel to the lechem. Hairs are not rogel lovi and malechem. They can't be tofel to the lechem. But if they're teicha suda, Rapapa holds they could still be tofel to the suda. So that's the chiddush. So that's why Rapapa thinks that hairs but teicha suda don't need a bracha chayna, because they're not tofel to the lechem, but at least they're tofel to the suda. Because hamazon is not on the lechem; it's on the suda. That's the difference. Hamaitzi is on the lechem. So to not need a bracha rishayna, you have to be tofel to the lechem. So that's only dvarim haboyim. In the Rapapa's world, which is the halacha. So in Rapapa, so that's only dvarim shiragilim lovayim alechem, botzer, dogim, minik tera. But not Paris. But bracha achroina, for Birchas HaMazon to pater them from bracha achroina, I don't need them to be tofel to the lechem, I need them merely to be tofel to the suda, because Birchas HaMazon is on the suda. Paris, b'techa suda, tofel to the suda. If you take the lechem away and the suda's over and you have them for dessert, then they're not even tofel to the suda, then they need a bracha achroina. That's the havon in Rapapa. Rav Sheshis obviously disagrees. Rav Sheshis thinks that even b'toicha suda, peiros are not tofel to the suda. Peiros b'toicha suda are not tofel to the suda. If they're not tofel to the suda, then Birchas HaMazon can't pater them. So, the few Tosfos in the Mavur that the nekud here, what we're interested in by Bracha Achrayna, is, it's very different than Rashi. In Rashi's world, the nekud is always, is it zon? Is it not zon? Can Birchas HaMazon go on in independently? But in the world of Tosfos, there's not such thing as Birchas HaMazon going on a food independently. Because then Birchas HaMazon can go on dessert also. And Tosfos has this chiddush that once you take the lechem away and you're having a Viennese table, Birchas HaMazon for sure doesn't work. Even on dogim and basa. Birchas HaMazon can only go on the suda. So whenever we talk about things with Toicha Suda not needing Bracha Achrayna, it's because they're tofel to the suda. And then the issue in the sugya is, when we're talking about Paris, are Paris able to be tuffled to the Suda? Are Paris not able to be tuffled to the Suda? So a Papa holds Paris are tuffled to the Suda. They're not tuffled to the Lechem, but at least they're tuffled to the Suda. And our Sheshes thinks that even that Paris cannot be tuffled to the Suda at all. And therefore, they need even a bracha l'acharei. Passover b'kisnin, says Rav Papa. Passover b'kisnin is able to be tofel to the Passover b'kisnin is able to be tofel to the sukkah. Why is Passover b'kisnin able to be tofel to the sukkah? It's not really love. It's not rogel lovei malechem because it's shkedim and agoizim and it's cookies. Cookies are not really rogel lovei malechem. But he says since it's a davar mu'at, so it's able to be tofel to the sukkah. It's easier for a davar mu'at to be tofel to the sukkah than for something substantial to be tofel to the sukkah. So you bring that peiros. There's a lot of that's a substantial amount that can't be tofel to the sukkah. It's not rogel lovei malechem, and it's too much to be made tofel to the sukkah. To be incorporated into the sukkah, but you had a little bite of it. You had a little. You had some cookies. A little bit. It's a davar mu'at. It's a davar mu'at. So that's more able to be nitpal to the sukkah. And once it's nitpal to the sukkah, it doesn't need its own bracha. Think that's the svar. That's very smart. But this notion of davar mu'at in Rashi's world, I don't think would make any sense because Rashi's world is. In Rashi's world, we're only interested in is Bichas Hamazon Petrosan or not? Can Bichas Hamazon go on this or not? So what's the difference if it's a Dovah Mut, a Dovah, or not a Dovah Mut? If it's Zion, the Bichas Hamazon maybe could go on it. If it's not Zion, then maybe Bichas Hamazon can't go on it. Akapodim, that's the Nidoy. Can you make bench? Can you make Bichas Hamazon on this thing? So what's the difference how much you have? But according to Tosis, that's not the Nidoy. Bichas Hamazon can never go on an independent food. Bichas Hamazon is limited to the Sudan. The Nidoy was always, is it tofel to the Sudan? The need of bracha chayin is this food tofel to the sukkah? So then there's a makom l'chalak. There's a makom to say that Rav Sheshes holds that peiros are not able to be tofel to the sukkah, even b'teich ha'sudah, because even if they're b'teich ha'sudah, but is they're too substantial to become tofel to the sukkah, even when you have them in the middle of the sukkah. So it's just an intermission in the sukkah, but it can't become tofel to the sukkah. But a davar mu'at in the middle of a sukkah, that the sukkah is able to assimilate it. And it's still considered to be it's still considered to be part of the Suda, and once it's part of the Suda, the Bichas Hamazon could pat it. That's what Tosis means. That's what Tosis means. The lesson of Tosis Rosh, it's l'kinuach Suda v'davar mot. It's a kinuach Suda. So it's a davar mot that you're just having as a kinuach Suda, a little bit something sweet. In modern Hebrew, kinuach sudah is a dessert. We don't use the word dessert because dessert means you took the bread away. If you took the bread away, then you're in the last division of a papa. Then it's for sure not part of the sudah. Taitan means it's a kinuach sudah. It's something that you have to sweeten the sudah in the sudah. So davar mu'at, you have a little piece of so that's able to be nitfil to the sudah. Interestingly, in Imrei Noam, they bring from the Gaon that the Gaon didn't like this davar mu'at. What does it matter if it's davar mu'at or not? Who cares if it's davar mu'at? And the Gaon says it's want to say it's a mistake. And it's not davar mu'at, it's davar mazon. So it was like, said there was a mem in the, with the shtekel and an apostrophe, and they thought it means davar mu'at, and it means davar mazon. And since Passover b'kisnin is mazondik, so mazon is more able to be absorbed into the sudah than peiros. Yeah, you see, Taka didn't like the gist of davar mu'at. But in Taisa Rosh is mefurish that it's l'kinuach sudah v'davar mu'at. You can't be gar, it's l'kinuach sudah v'davar mazon. That doesn't make any sense. It's clear in Tosfos Rosh that the gifts is the way we have the gifts in Tosfos. And it's a double. Who gets if it's a double wood? Hey, my daughter, a double mu, it's more able to be tofel to the sukkah. Yeah, Edmund.
If a Devar Mu'at means Kinoxia with that, how do we explain Tosafot on the previous Dibur where he explains that Perot aren't Pater because they're for Kinoxia with that?
That's interesting. I wonder what Tosafot says over there. I guess we'll have to say he doesn't mean kinuach suda by itself. They're a kinuach suda and a davar mu'at, meaning they're not something entirely separate from the suda. They're a kinuach suda. So peiros. When they're the kinuach suda, I used to force the kinuach suda lapuki. They're not lalafis because if they're lalafis, the matter they be potter. They're not lalafis, so what are they coming for? But they're not coming for a main course. They're coming the kinuach suda. That's the alternative. But Kinuch Suda by itself is still not a reason to be tofel to the, not necessarily a reason. Which Rav Chiya it is. Rav Chiya holds it that even Paris are part of Bracha Chaim. Apparently Rav Chiya holds that even the fact that it's like Kinuch Suda, even Paris could be tofel to the Suda. And that Rav Papa holds not that, but that Paris, the Rav Sheshes rather holds not. Rav Sheshes holds that Peiros, and Rav Chiya, and Rav Papa also for that matter, that Peiros, no, I'm sorry, for Papa holds in that regard, like Rav Chiya. For Bracha Chayna, Rav Papa also holds that Peiros could be tafel to the Suda. Kinuch Suda could be tafel to the Suda. But Rav Sheshes holds not. Rav Sheshes holds, even though it's a Kinuch Suda, it can't be tafel to the Suda. But a Kinuch Suda that's a Dovah Mu'at could be tafel to the Suda. That's why Peiros are Machlekes. That's why Peiros are Machlekes Amaran. Because they're not totally separate from the Suda. They're the Kinuch Suda. But on the other hand, they're not Mamish Rogelot by Malachim. So they're in between. So can they be, so to the Lechem, they certainly can't be Tafel. And can they be Tafel to the Suda? So Al Zeh Nadon. And if Shay says no, they can't be Tafel to the Suda, despite being the Kinuch Suda. But Pasav of a Kisnin, which are the Kinuch Suda of a Dover Mut. Yeah, still have to know why he stresses the Kinuch Suda. The parents are also the Kinuch Suda. I don't know if Taisus Rosh in front of me. I'll be curious to know if Taisus Harosh also has this lashon by Hivil Lefnei and Tein Ben Nohem that they're looking off Suda. But if yeah, if that's what I have to say, Paris are looking off Suda, but they're not a Dovah Mu'ud. Here I have the double effect. They're looking off Suda. Sheish Sol is not enough, but looking off Suda with Dovah Mu'ud, that's already enough to be tafel to the Suda. Okay, I think we'll stop here. And continue tomorrow, Mr. Jim. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank
Thank you, Rav.
you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
The question was, how can you